Welcome back to SpaceX Daily. Elon Musk took to the skies virtually to showcase Starlink's latest conquest, high-speed internet on commercial flights.
It's a brilliant move by both SpaceX and Qatar Airways. Passengers crave better connectivity, and this partnership delivers it in style. Imagine streaming live sports or attending virtual meetings seamlessly at 35,000 feet. It's a game changer for the passenger experience.
Absolutely. Musk joining that video call mid-flight was a masterstroke. It demonstrated Starlink's capabilities more powerfully than any press release could, and the fact that Qatar is offering it for free? That's a bold statement, putting pressure on competitors like Hawaiian Airlines, who also offer Starlink, but for a fee.
Right. It highlights the potential for airlines to differentiate themselves through technology. But the real win here is for Starlink. This is a massive market with huge growth potential. Airlines have been struggling with slow, unreliable in-flight Wi-Fi for years. Starlink provides a viable, high-quality solution. This could be a tipping point for their global adoption.
Speaking of SpaceX alumni making waves, did you catch this story about Freeform? They just secured $14 million to refine metal 3D printing.
Oh yeah, Freeform's approach is fascinating. They're tackling the limitations of traditional metal printing head-on. It's interesting that they're focusing on printing as a service rather than selling printers, which is a pretty bold move.
Right? It's like they're creating a metal 3D printing utility. And their closed-loop system with real-time AI monitoring sounds incredibly sophisticated. It addresses those persistent issues of quality control and speed that have plagued the industry.
Exactly. It's not just about the hardware, it's about the software and data too. They're building a massive dataset of metal additive processes, which is a goldmine for AI development and optimization. This could be a game changer for industries reliant on complex metal components, from aerospace to automotive.
Turning to a somber note, a SpaceX employee tragically drowned at Boca Chica Beach during a recent swimming incident. It's a stark reminder of the inherent risks associated with coastal areas, even for those familiar with the environment.
Absolutely. And the details surrounding the incident are particularly alarming. The reports suggest strong currents and high tides played a significant role, highlighting the unpredictable nature of the ocean. It's a tragic loss, and my heart goes out to the victim's family and colleagues.
Indeed. And this incident also raises questions about safety protocols and emergency response procedures, particularly for companies operating near potentially hazardous environments. It will be interesting to see what, if any, changes SpaceX implements following this tragedy.
I agree. While we don't have all the details yet, it's crucial for companies operating in such environments to have robust safety measures in place, including comprehensive risk assessments, emergency action plans, and potentially even mandatory safety training for employees.
Well, it seems the battle for the 12 gigahertz spectrum is heating up again, with Dish Network refusing to back down from its pursuit of using the band for 5G, despite SpaceX's vehement opposition.
It's a classic case of competing interests, isn't it? Both companies have ambitious plans, but the limited spectrum available makes this a zero-sum game. Someone's going to lose out, and the stakes are incredibly high.
And both sides are bringing out the big guns, with technical studies and counter-arguments. Dish claims its 5G network can coexist peacefully with Starlink, while SpaceX paints a picture of widespread interference and service disruptions.
The crux of the matter seems to be the placement of those 5G base stations. Dish argues that strategic positioning can mitigate interference, but SpaceX remains skeptical, citing the dynamic nature of Starlink's user base.
It'll be interesting to see how the FCC navigates this minefield. They've sided with SpaceX before, but Dish's persistence and the potential benefits of 5G expansion might sway their decision this time around.
Indeed. This is about more than just two companies. It's about the future of connectivity in the U.S. Will we prioritize satellite broadband or terrestrial 5G? The FCC's decision will have far-reaching consequences.
Speaking of innovative uses of technology, have you seen what ARKUP is doing? They're putting Starlink on luxury houseboats.
ARKUP, the livable yacht, folks. I've seen their stuff featured in design magazines. It's all very sleek and futuristic.
Exactly. And now they're upping the ante with their newest model, the ARKUP 50. It's got all the bells and whistles you'd expect. Solar panels, electric motors, a self-lifting anchoring system, and of course, Starlink internet.
That's a smart move. Reliable internet connectivity is essential for these types of vessels, especially if you're using it as a primary residence or for extended trips. No more struggling with spotty cellular signals.
Absolutely. And it ties into RCUP's whole philosophy of living in the view. Imagine working remotely from your solar-powered houseboat, anchored somewhere scenic, with high-speed internet thanks to Starlink. It's like something out of a sci-fi novel.
It's definitely a unique selling proposition. Though, with a starting price tag of $900,000, it's not exactly within everyone's reach.
True. But it speaks to a growing trend of high-net-worth individuals seeking sustainable and luxurious off-grid living solutions. And who knows, maybe we'll see more affordable versions down the line. Speaking of pushing boundaries, did you catch Doritos' latest marketing stunt? They sent their chips to space.
Yeah, with the Polaris Dawn mission, right? It's a clever move. They've always been good at grabbing attention with their advertising, and this one's definitely out of this world. Literally.
It's interesting how they addressed the microgravity challenge. I mean, imagine a cloud of Dorito dust floating around a spacecraft. The specially designed mini chips and space-approved seasoning are actually pretty ingenious.
It's a testament to how brands are finding innovative ways to leverage the final frontier for marketing. It's not just about planting a flag anymore. It's about creating unique experiences and products tied to space exploration.
Let's not forget the partnership with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. It adds a philanthropic layer to the campaign, showing they're not just focused on the commercial aspect.
Definitely, because marketing like this can be mutually beneficial. It raises awareness for important causes while enhancing the brand's image.
Speaking of delays, the Crew 8 mission is facing some hurdles returning from the ISS. It seems even space travel isn't immune to the whims of Mother Nature.
Right. Those back-to-back hurricanes in Florida have really thrown a wrench in the works. Safety has to be the top priority, so waiting for better conditions is the only responsible course of action.
Absolutely. And it's not just Crew 8 that's been impacted. Remember Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore? Their Starliner mission has been extended significantly due to those technical difficulties.
It's a stark reminder of the inherent risks involved in spaceflight. Every system needs to perform flawlessly, and even minor glitches can have major consequences.
Indeed. But on a more positive note, it's impressive how the astronauts adapt to these challenges. Imagine spending an extra 240 days in space. Their resilience and dedication are truly remarkable.
Absolutely. They're pushing the boundaries of human exploration and endurance. Their work on the ISS is invaluable, and every extra day they spend up there contributes to our understanding of space. Speaking of pushing boundaries, the Polaris Dawn mission going beyond the ISS orbit is a huge step. But with that comes the need for more diverse astronaut health data.
Right, and the article highlights how SpaceX's less stringent medical criteria for missions like Polaris Dawn and Inspiration 4 offer a unique research opportunity. We're talking about data from a wider range of individuals, which is crucial for understanding the true physiological impacts of space travel.
Absolutely. The current ISS astronaut selection process, while rigorous, creates a very homogeneous data set. Opening up data from commercial spaceflights could lead to a more comprehensive understanding of spaceflight's effect on the human body.
And that's where the call for open innovation comes in. Imagine if we could pool data from all spacefaring entities. A global database of physiological responses to space. The potential for breakthroughs in space biomedicine would be immense.
It's not just about the data itself, though. Standardized measurement techniques are crucial to ensure we're comparing apples to apples. Otherwise, we risk misinterpreting results and hindering progress.
Absolutely. Data without context is just noise. Standardization paves the way for meaningful analysis and collaboration on a global scale. It's the foundation upon which a new era of space biomedicine can be built. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening.